Stories about magic often focus on love potions and love spells. Say magic words, drink a potion, and the one you love will fall in love with you. But these same stories also hint at the danger. If a magic spell causes someone to fall in love with you, are they really in love or only in love because they were under a spell? Today, of course, we don't need magic for the manipulation of emotions. We have an entire range of drugs, as we learn in The Effect, a play by Lucy Prebble, at San Francisco Playhouse through April 26th.
The play takes place in a drug trial.
Bill English, artistic director of San Francisco Playhouse and director of this production.
A pharmaceutical company is conducting a trial on a drug that's intended to help people who are depressed. But as a part of the drug trial, they're using people who aren't depressed to test them for side effects or whatever. And some of the people in the test are on a placebo, and some of the people are on the drug. Nobody knows which is which. The man and a woman who are in the drug trial fall desperately, passionately, hopelessly, irrevocably in love.
Also central to the story is the character of Lorna, conductor of the experiment, and her relationship with Toby, her boss at the drug company, who is a Lothario as well as her former lover. Lorna has had issues with depression herself, and the drug trial and her continued involvement with Toby cause her, halfway through the play, to start flipping out.
It's a discourse into how we know and trust our feelings at all.
The two plots never really coalesce, neither dramatically nor really thematically, and compounding that failure is the casting. While there's nothing wrong with the performances of Eilert Furstenberg and Joe Eslach as the young lovers, you never get the sense there's any connection between them, which is a problem when the script relies on that connection. In addition, Susie Damolano serves as ballast as Lorna as she dispenses drugs and deals with the early fallout of the drug test. Later changes in the character arc too often seem to come out of nowhere, and as the character spins out of control, so does the effect. A great premise doesn't always make a great play. But because the concept is so intriguing, and so many thought-provoking issues are raised, and there is the occasional goosebump, the effect does have its charms. It's just that in a play which relies on the interaction and intersection of emotion and pharmaceuticals, the lack of chemistry can be deadly. The Effect by Lucy Prebble, directed by Bill English, plays at San Francisco Playhouse through April 26th. For more information, go to sfplayhouse.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.